Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
A-N-O-Z-O. No, I don't. I'm just curious, like, why you're videotaping people. Okay. I mean, you're allowed to be on the road. It's just cut.
Where I'm not allowed to. I think they need to understand that better than I do.
Okay. Well, they also don't want you on the property, so. I didn't say you were. I said they don't want you on the property.
Nobody told me otherwise.
Okay, well, I'm telling you now, so if you go on that property, you're going to get trespassed, so you better stay on this side of the road.
Well, why don't you get it over with and just trespass me now, then?
I can't. You're not on the property.
I don't have to be on the property to be trespassed.
Yeah, you do. You want to look at the law? Okay, perfect. Yeah. What's your name?
It's none of your business. I'm trespassing.
Well,
right?
Technically,
trespass.
In order for me to trespass.
I call the supervisor if you have a problem with it. You're not getting my ID either.
Okay.
So if you haven't watched the video, this is an interaction at the Islamic Center on Friday between a Escambia County Sheriff's deputy, that's the female voice, and a guy who considers himself a First Amendment auditor. And his role in life is to go harass cops and see if they'll screw up on the Constitution. I mean, I think that's pretty much the idea is I'm going to be obnoxious and arrogant. I'm going to be a jerk and I'm going to swear at them, all of which is legal. Perfectly legal. I'm going to push the boundaries of activity that a person is allowed to do on public property, and I'm going to see if I can make them do something dumb, and then we're going to, you know, make it look like the police don't understand the Constitution. And so this goes on for a while, like 9 minutes. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office released the body cam footage, and what I think is interesting about it, I mean, I have lots of thoughts, okay, but you can hear at the beginning that she's very clearly explaining to him, agreeing with him, you're on the public property, you're fine, you can video, that's fine, you're swearing at me, that's fine, but don't go on their property. She's there as an off-duty security, as I believe the situation, and she's there, you know, to protect them, just like you have deputies at a lot of churches or, you know, synagogues, in this case a mosque, and that's her job, is just to make sure that everybody's safe. People can be made to feel uncomfortable by somebody videoing their cars, them, if it's visible from a public space. You don't have a right to privacy or an expectation of privacy in that situation. Even license plates, all of that stuff is, you know, it's completely allowed. But his role in life, his mission in life, is to push these boundaries as much as he can and hope that the cops screw up in order to prove that cops are, you know, a problem, or that, you know, our constitutional rights need to be better understood. And the rule is, you know, I'm going to be a dill hole as much as I possibly can and see what happens.
If you get back on that property, shut your mouth.
He had stepped briefly onto it, and I think I had to look again at it, but I think where he stepped was in the easement, you know what I mean? Like where you might park your car because it's inside of the utility poles, kind of between the poles and the road. So it's a kind of a gray zone that I think is generally allowed. I mean, we park on places like this, so, but it's also like a deliberate provocation by him, but okay.
Or what? You going to do something to me? You going to use your little pepper spray? If you start coming at me, I will.
He's so scared. Go drive away, dude.
Who said I'm scared?
Yeah.
You're the one that's recording everything.
Yeah, well, you are too, right? You got your body cam on?
Of course I do.
You're gonna tell me that.
I don't have to say
you
it.
You don't? No.
No.
No, that's nice.
You want to show me the law that says that?
No, it's probably in your policy, though.
It is.
It is.
To be on, I don't got to tell you it's on.
You got a nice little attitude on you, huh?
You do too, little man.
Yeah, little man, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, take all the I could take you on, though.
Come on, then.
Shut the Exactly. Take it all off.
Come on, then,
take it all off.
Come on, man.
Take it all off. You ain't got badge and gun and
okay.
And then you'll call backup, you little gang up on me. So don't sit here and act tough.
I don't
need
backup.
Shut up.
I don't need backup.
No, with that, you don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do something different?
Yeah. Are you threatening me?
I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question.
Are you escalating?
Gonna come up me? You gonna come up?
You wanna escalate this?
You wanna escalate?
You wanna escalate?
He gets a lot closer.
Get out of my face right now.
Why? What are you gonna do? Get back in your.
No.
Get back in your vehicle.
Stop circling me.
Shut the. I'm using your tactics against you.
Stop.
All right, so we'll just kind of pause for a second. Everybody breathe, which is probably what she should have done. You know, in this situation, he's clearly angling to create the tension and the stress and the frustration and to banter and to engage. And it's just sort of like when you're dealing with people on social media, you've got to recognize what they're trying to do. And he's not a threat, or at least he hasn't given any indication that he's a threat. He has done nothing that would justify arresting him, right? He's annoying, but the whole point of what he's trying to do is push the boundaries or, you know, operate within the boundaries. It's not even pushing. Operating within the boundaries of First Amendment protected activity and try to get a reaction. And so you got to recognize that and not give them what they want. I mean, one of the greatest tools in the world is silence. One of the greatest tools in the world is silence, right? You can just not say anything. And when you recognize you're in a situation where a person wants to engage, wants to bicker, wants to fight, and by the way, this is not just when you're dealing with some First Amendment dill hole. This is the kind of guy that makes you want to slap him. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make you want to slap him or punch him or something, you know. And I want to, on her behalf, you know, because I want to protect women, even though she's a cop, that's still my reaction as a man. This is a person I don't want to have anything to do with. But he is not doing anything illegal. And so you have to learn how to not give him what he wants. What he wants is a reaction, so don't give him the reaction. Don't take the bait. And that would have been the single best thing she could have done. It'd be just to stand there. And say nothing, do nothing, and just watch. You don't have to talk to him. Now, it's really hard to do. But that would have been the best response. Now, when she first talks to him and says, remember the very beginning where she's, you know, hey, you know, what are you doing? Why are you videoing? Just want to talk with you. I don't want to talk with you. Leave me alone. I'm not giving you my ID. I'm not giving you, you know, you can explain, you know, hey, I'm just here helping the people use their First Amendment rights. And I just want to make sure that everybody's safe and everybody knows the law. And as long as you stay in the public area, then we don't have any problem. And, you know, if he starts lipping off to her, she can say, hey, that's great. You know, you can say anything you want to me. I appreciate you being here and, you know, just stay on the street. And then don't say anything. You know, once you've established that he's not a threat, he's not engaging in law-breaking behavior. I hate this because I love our cops so much. I believe in what they do. I understand the situation enough. And by the way, the silence is not just for cops, but in a regular relationship. You know, sometimes just not saying anything is a good tactic. Better to say nothing doesn't say the wrong thing. But it's so hard. You know, what am I always teaching my boys? Leave the area. Just don't engage. Don't fight back. That bicker escalation response cycle that everyone who's ever been in a relationship has experienced. Because you want to win, you want to justify, you want to defend, you're hurt, all that kind of stuff. And the problem is, of course, as a cop, sometimes your job is just to be indifferent to it all or to suppress your feelings if they're strong. So this goes on for a long time. I just was thinking about whether I wanted to play the whole thing for you. It's the same kind of thing with sort of fresh little words, you know, every once in a while. But we'll play a little bit more so that you know when people are talking about this, what's going on. Now, the sheriff's office has already put out, they put out this body camera video yesterday because we have a very transparency-oriented sheriff. And they put this out and they said she's on administrative leave. She did not live up to the expectations we have for our deputies. I hate the idea that we have somebody who stepped up and said, I want to be a cop. I want to help make the world better. I want to keep people safe. And I'm working to make sure that these folks who are a frequently mistreated or oppressed religious minority, Muslims in America, especially these days for the last, 25 years. 9/11, right? These are folks that are entitled to their First Amendment rights, too, and I'm here to make sure that they're safe. And I don't know. I mean, from her point of view, she doesn't know, certainly in the beginning, is this guy the nobody dill hole that he is, or is he a threat? And that's part of her job, is to make sure to figure that out, which she tries to do. But of course, it's once you realize he's not a threat, or at least you assess that he may not be, then, where do you go from there?
Call your advisor right now.
Hell no.
Call your advisor right now, bitch. Don't touch me. Don't just assault to me.
Get the away from this.
Call a supervisor
right now.
Just assault
to me. You live on this road. Go the
just you. This is public property. You don't tell me what to do. Go back in your vehicle. Go detail. Go off. It's a First Amendment protected activity.
I didn't say you couldn't record.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is my detail here.
No, you just fucking assaulted me. Now call your...
You were coming up on me.
There was a point where she did push him pretty lightly, kind of away from her, is what I remember from it. That was right after he had gone on the property. So it was kind of... And also not appropriate, unless she can articulate feeling threatened at that moment, which I think it was kind of a close call. I don't know, I'm going to talk to the sheriff about this on Tuesday, of course, but they didn't specify which part of her reaction did not meet their standards, but the most of it I would think would be the ongoing kind of non-de-escalation, right? Maintaining the same level of conflict with verbally. It might also involve the touch, but we'll see.
Supervisor right now.
No.
I'm demanding a fucking supervisor right now. You just assaulted me. You just put your hands on me. That's excessive force. Put your fucking supervisor on here now. Now.
And of course, that's all absurd. I mean, excessive force. It's so stupid. It's amplified stupidity. But that's the point. That's what they want to do, is to be as stupid as possible within the confines of First Amendment activity, in order to provoke police to, make mistakes. And calling it excessive force is ridiculous, but saying ridiculous things is perfectly protected activity. That, again, that's the point.
Now, do what you fucking told, servant.
No.
You.
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 Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
You slap him, you're going to get it again.
Hell yeah? You going to touch me again?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Get out of the roadway. Get out of the roadway.
Says the one.
Yeah, says the one with all the gadgets on them to protect them, right?
I'll use them if I have to, but
I know you will.
These babies don't lie.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. With your fucking gang tattoos.
She's got tattoos.
You know how
to
stop this? You know how to stop this? Get back in your fucking vehicle.
No, I ain't gonna do what you're gonna tell me.
Oh, you escalated it. Now we're gonna play. Yeah, you haven't met somebody like me, have you?
I have. Plenty of I met plenty of before.
I know. Oh, you're gonna call me fucking names now, huh?
So that's about half of the video, maybe a third of the video. You clearly get a sense of what's going on. She could have done better, clearly. It's just hard in the moment to remember that you have the option to say nothing. You have the option, obviously, not to engage in the same level of provocation that the other person is doing. And again, I, without speaking for the sheriff, because I certainly haven't talked to him about this or anything, we'll talk to him on Tuesday. I'm sure his answer is going to be something along those same lines. Knowing the law, following the law, explaining the law, backing up, de-escalating, allowing somebody to do what they're going to do, stand there and take it. I think of the British guards at Buckingham Palace, She doesn't have to be quite that stoic, but probably the best response in this situation would be just stand there. And if he wants to be close, you can react. And if he becomes a threat, then you can react. And if he breaks the law, then you can react. And if he, gets in the way of a car driving, then you can react. You have lots of options. And until any of that happens, you can just watch. You can watch him be the one-man show. 524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
MVR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
This town needs an enema.
And that's why I probably couldn't be a cop, because I react to things, I say things, I talk. I'd be the one who is, you know, in there reacting and engaging, and what I remember. And I mean, it's easy to say, you know, do better. It's hard in the circumstance to do better, but I mean, do better is the job, unfortunately. I mean, that really is the job. 437-1620, 437-1620. Interesting note, the Hope Florida Foundation scandal, the $10 million from Centene that didn't go back to the state of Florida, that instead went to the Hope Florida Foundation and then went to the two PACs and eventually went to fighting the marijuana amendment under James Uthmeyer's direction. Remember all of this, okay? And, you know, what Alex Andrade had uncovered and the allegations that it was wire fraud, money laundering, and, you know, misappropriation of funds and all of that. And, you know, generally I've agreed with Alex's interpretation of all this. And then, you know, DeSantis and Uthmeyer pretended like it was no big deal. And then there was a grand jury impaneled. And you think, oh, what does that mean? We don't have a definitive answer yet on the grand jury, but the Miami Herald is saying that they think the criminal probe into the Hope Florida Foundation scandal is likely over. But you still have an issue, and I hope that's not true. I mean, it's not that I hope that charges happen, but I believe charges are justified, and therefore I hope they happen. You follow? Like, I don't want there to be a crime, but I do believe there was, at the very least, I mean, clearly inappropriate behavior. Whether it rises to the level of a crime, I guess, is the question. But that's kind of why I think that there should be charges, and therefore I want them to be announced, because the flip side is when people do wrong and they'd get away with it and nothing happens and they think that they're golden, they can do whatever they want. I hate that for people in power. Well, anyway, this criminal side of this might be over, but you have a tax issue because the Hope Florida Foundation is a nonprofit. And quick test for your tax law knowledge, are nonprofits allowed to give their money for lobbying and politics? No, except for within fairly small, reasonable amounts. Like, it's not, as I understand it, not particularly specific, but if you have, let's say, an $11 million annual budget, $10 million of which is this theft of state money, you know, or... So, side shuffle of state money, if you prefer that term, and you're spending all of that then on political lobbying for a political campaign, well, gosh, the most you're doing is politics. That would jeopardize your nonprofit status. And so the question is going to be, as we come up to, you know, tax filing, right, which is very soon, What will they do? Will they file as tax exempt or will they lose their tax exempt status? Will they be in violation by the IRS? Will the IRS investigate under President Trump? Yeah, that's an open question, okay? A draft financial report, according to the Miami Herald, that came out from the quarterly Hope Florida Foundation board meeting said the charity is not aware of any activities that would jeopardize its tax-exempt status, did not answer any questions from the Herald Times staff. Interesting that they'd bring it up, right? You know, we think we're okay, sort of thing. So, you know, we'll see. But again, if you have a roughly $11 million overall budget and $10 million of that was used for lobbying, that would seem to undermine the possibility of it being a non-taxed entity. So, yeah, we got Al Capone on tax evasion. You know, we got the whole Florida Foundation on violating their tax-exempt status. It seems so paltry in comparison with the other things, but that may be what happens, or nothing might happen.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Negotiations set for this weekend in Pakistan between the U.S. and Iran. Vice President J.D. Vance will lead the U.S. delegation. President Trump posting on Truth Social overnight, the U.S. military will remain in place in and around Iran until there's a real agreement. The shaky ceasefire remains in place between the U.S. and Iran, a major stumbling block, Israel's pounding of Lebanon.
Iran's foreign minister writing this, the Iran-U.S. ceasefire terms are clear and explicit. The U.S. must choose ceasefire or continued war via Israel. It cannot have both. The world sees the massacres in Lebanon. The ball is in the U.S. court, and the world is watching whether it will act on its commitments.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. Iranian state media claims that Tehran is close to Strait of Hormuz, with the U.S. and its allies demanding it remains open. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 60 degrees right now with cloudy skies. We will get to our full forecast. That's up in just a few minutes with meteorologist Brooke Richardson from Channel 3. The Florida Public Service Commission has unanimously rejected a request to reconsider its approval of a $7 billion rate hike from Florida Power and Light. The commission voted on Monday after Chairwoman Gabriella Pasadomo-Smith pushed back on claims that the board had given the rate hike insufficient scrutiny. Opponents led by the Office of Public Counsel will now take that fight to the Florida Supreme Court. For Northwest Florida customers, the new rate schedule means a slight decrease of about $2 a month this year, and then rates will begin climbing each year through 2029. By the end of the four-year term, the Panhandle customers would see monthly increases of about $7. Peninsula customers would see increases of about $14 per month. Gulf Breeze city officials are urging parents to talk to their kids about vehicle safety after students were caught on camera riding on the outside of moving vehicles in the Shoreline Park parking lot. One student was apparently filmed standing in the bed of a moving truck with arms outstretched, while another was seen hood surfing on a sedan. City officials say the park connects three schools and sees constant foot traffic from middle and high school students. Officials are asking parents to remind their kids that riding on the outside of a moving vehicle is not safe and is reckless behavior that can put everyone at risk. Well, state lawmakers will not be headed back to Tallahassee next week. House Speaker Daniel Perez and Senate President Ben Albritton announcing yesterday they won't be calling for a special session to set the budget yet. Governor DeSantis has ordered the special session. Albritton says more details need to be finalized before formal budget talks can begin. Lawmakers have until July 1st to set a budget. Well, one of Disney World's most famous rides is reopening soon. Disney announcing yesterday that Big Thunder Mountain Railroad reopens on May 3rd. It's been closed since January. Some new changes could allow more kids to ride on it. Disney is lowering the ride's height requirement by 2 inches. Thunder Mountain first opened in the Magic Kingdom all the way back in 1980. Santa Rosa County is getting $1 million from the Northwest Florida Water Management District to help homeowners along the Blackwater River Basin switch from septic systems to cleaner wastewater treatment. Commissioner Kerry Smith noting that program is completely voluntary at their meeting on Tuesday. He says nobody's being forced to make the switch. The county's targeting about 30 properties in environmentally sensitive areas where old septic systems are potentially leaching directly into local waterways. The grant agreement heads to the full board for a vote at today's meeting. It's 5:35. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We're going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up near 77 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 59. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 78. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Heading into Saturday, sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
We've got 60 degrees with cloudy skies right now. Your next news at 6 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, if you are thinking about selling a home or purchasing a home, maybe purchasing a second home, a rental, an investment property, or a beach home, or, you know, moving to the beach, or, you know, you live on the beach and you're tired of it. You want to live in the city or in the woods or in the country, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help with that. And everybody moves for all different kinds of reasons. Sometimes you got to sell a house because you're changing station in the military. She works with military folks all the time. In fact, one of my favorite stories with Christina is she was working with a military couple who was coming here to NAS Pensacola, and they were in Japan. And so she had never met them. And so she was working with the wife on who I think the wife was actually the one that was in the military. And she was working with her over social media, like, you know, doing FaceTime and stuff like that. And of course, time change makes it difficult and inconvenient. But eventually they got them into a house that they purchased here. And then she gave them their keys. And that was the first time she met them in person, was when she was giving them the keys to the house that they bought over social media from Japan. And that's the point. She works with all different kinds of people in all different kinds of circumstances. And 209 homes sold last year. So for a week, her team is just unbelievably effective at getting this done, buying and selling. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you.
On your phone, on your computer,
wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Burn. Burn. Yeah. Burn. Ha, ha. That was the
Good morning, 539, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on this fine Thursday morning. If you didn't catch it yesterday, we had a good chance to talk with Mayor D.C. Reeves, as we always do on a Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what has got to be one of the coolest stories going on in Pensacola right now.
In your head.
I mean, she just keeps killing it on American Idol. Keila Richardson is fantastic, and I don't know if you had a chance to actually watch it, Mayor, but I think my favorite part of that was, I mean, the singing was fantastic. I love watching her kid dance and sing and lip sync all the words right along with her. Isn't it fun to watch him?
Yeah, it's been such an awesome experience. Yeah, we're glued to the TV in our household for every episode, and right after the audition, we were able to have Keila Andrew come up to City Hall, and he wanted to sit in my desk, and I said, "Well, I've got a few decisions for you to make while you're there, if you don't mind. Some of these 50-50 ones I can foist onto you."
You should have had him call P&J and Channel 3 and us and do an interview. That would have been awesome.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. I'm on a tough week, maybe. But listen, I think there. The family has been great, and actually just the great news for us is that they just invited us out for the show on Monday. So
cool.
We're going to try to saddle up and head out there. And actually in City Hall today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're signing cards from Pensacolians to bring out to them and bring a little Pensacola out to California. So if anybody can come by, so just normal City Hall operational hours, we've got Steven down there on our front desk. We got a place for you to send well wishes and all that. So we'd love for you guys to fill that up. And Caroline and I will take them out there on Friday.
Oh, man, that's so Saturday. Cool. And you're taking your daughter with you, and you're going to go see. And then, just to make sure people didn't miss it, there's cards to sign for Keila Richardson, the American Idol contestant from Pensacola, at City Hall right now through Friday that the mayor is going to take out to California with him when he goes to see the show on Monday. Oh, that's really cool. I love it. Other good news, the American Creosote Works, we've secured, the last bit of Phase 1 funding, is that right? Because you've been working this deal and we finally have it?
Yeah, that's right. We were about almost $9 million short since the money had been awarded about 5 years ago and with increasing costs. So the work will start this summer. They'll start actually scraping yards in the surrounding area in the Sanders Beach neighborhood, and but the important thing was, and it's we worked really, really hard. Our team has worked really hard. Our lobbyists and DC have worked hard to get this Delta. And really, the pitch was this: hey, we talk about cutting red tape in this administration. We got a great example for you. Let us show you American Creosote Works, and that it's been a Superfund site since 1983, the year before I was born. So. The fact that we were able to close the gap in that funding, and we were working intensely on the phase two, that's another big hill to climb. The thermal extraction of creosote would be another $60+ million. So we're working on that, but great news that maybe finally we're going to start to see some real tangible progress of cleaning up these 18 acres in our city.
And this is just to make sure I'm looking at the right property. This is the one that is just between Gimbel and Pine and L on one end and F on the other end, right?
That's right.
Okay. And what I know there's been talk about what to do, but what if we get done with phase one, will anything happen or do we have to do phase two to actually do anything on that site? And what is the plan for that site long term?
Yeah, there's limitations because of how things will be capped, right? So you see that big property, you're not going to be putting buildings on it and things like that. There could be a mound cut on the west side closest to Barrancas. And if you aren't familiar with what we're talking about, I would say the way to remember is if you ever are driving to or from the base, there's a big fence like it's a military installation that's got barbed wire on it on the right. If you're coming into downtown, you can see just that that's the western edge of ACW. But honestly, I think the long-term prospect of that is going to be more of a passive park. And there may be some things you can do on the east side, but that's really not – I think the key here, of course, is just getting all of that soil remediated and with all and phase two is the thermal extraction again of creosote, getting it out or as much out of the dirt as you can before you cap it. And so pretty limited on what would actually go there in its place. That's not going to be some big development or anything like that. But to be able to get that back in public hands for use, you know, as an amenity, even as a passive park, would be an amazing thing compared to it being behind a fence for another decade.
Right. I completely agree. Just getting rid of the fence is a big improvement. Mayor, you are headed to D.C. for what, the mayor's conference, White House thing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we do a mayor's fly-in with America First Policy Institute. So we will go to the White House early Friday morning, but I always try to dovetail these with as many Pensacola meetings as we can. So going up there to talk bird on and the port project with military, the U.S. Department of Commerce. We do have a meeting with USDOT. So we just try to clump all those things and get the best bang for our buck and bang for our time while we're up there.
Are you looking for extra funding for the use of the tunnels from the Pensacola Airport to downtown or the cruise terminal with the 8 or 9 cruise ships that I saw in the April Fool's Day post from the port? Any of that?
Yes. What we're looking for is as many dollars as we can to get all of the gold treasure out of the tunnels. we need all of the equipment that we can possibly get so we can, you know, fund the next 2,000 years of budgets here in the city of Pensacola.
Funny. Sorry. You were in D.C. You're talking about projects and getting funding. I had to bring it up. Let's see. Hard Rock Reverb. This was disappointing because it had been bragged about so much that we were going to do this or they were going to do this without having to take public money. And now they come back with not just give us some, but like all of the public money to be rebated back, you know, $58 million, except for the condos, I guess, the property tax from those. But, you know, I thought your comments yesterday was very interesting to hear you say that, what do we get out of this? You know, if we're giving you this massive slice of money and it's going to cost us all this money to maintain it through fire service and everything else, what do we get for that? Persuade me, right? And you're willing to be persuaded. You're a no right now, but you're willing to be persuaded.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, it's a classic case of if you're on one side of this, you say, well, it's found money, right? It's empty dirt right now. And if you get at least, even if you don't pay any property tax on this other part, you pay on these condos. Well, more than zero is better than zero. But when you think about what the actual cost over years of time, and I used that example in the press conference about if you put a 13-story, 12-story building in our downtown, we're going to have fire infrastructure both in a facility and in recurring labor to be able to protect something like that. That alone is a multi-million dollar investment. And that, I think whoever you put in positions like this, this is what we talk about when we say being a steward of the taxpayer dollars, not to give us ourselves a long-term obligation to allow someone to build, but this should be a long-term partnership. So I absolutely have no philosophical disdain or resistance just off the cuff of not hearing out somebody saying, hey, you know, we'd like a break on this and here's why. And I use the Grand Hotel as an example. If someone came to us, we mentioned that openly. If somebody came to us and said, hey, we're going to preserve the historic train station, we're going to get this thing back online, which will then support a Bay Center, which is another community asset. Well, there might be a test case there to say, okay, you know, I can get behind that. I can go back to the citizens and say this is what they're getting for their money. But in this case, I can't say that right now. We've talked about a development, and the number one value of development is to build the tax base. And if we're not building the tax base, then what are we doing for the public when we start using their dollars? And so in my mind, I've just got to hear more, or I've got to hear something different than a $58 million request over 20 years. So again, open-minded, listen, phone's always on, but that's where I'm at this point.
Yeah. And I also think the kind of the initial, because we were thinking we were getting this amazing thing and not costing us anything, there's certainly a temptation to be like, well, that's what you told us and anything short of that. Well, that's not fair either. Even half of the potential allowable rebates might make sense. But like you said, you know, pitch me the numbers right, and show me what we get, because, you know, we certainly don't want to get a project for which we're not getting paid, but which costs us money and may not pencil out for the overall value, even if you start thinking about sales tax money and bed tax money and all of that kind of stuff. It kind of reminds me of, I know that the feeling about the Community Maritime Park is sort of like that 35-year-old woman who's wanted her whole life to be married and no offers have come, and she starts to think, is this ever going to happen for me? You know, well, a bad marriage is one thing that's worse than no marriage. You know, so getting the bad project may be worse than getting no project at all. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, we got a couple of big construction projects right now that are started already or are going to start soon. Main and Barrancas, Main Street is closed. Barrancas is throttled, I think, down to two lanes from four. It's going to be that way for a long time, 6 weeks at least, and then there's bad things after that. And then you got this new one that's going to start next Monday, which is at Government and B Street, right? That's going to be closed, that intersection, for like a month or two?
Exactly. There's really two or three kind of two and a half kind of projects all happening basically. And I joked in my press conference that, you know, it's kind of hard to say without a map or in my minute with the mayor. But the best way to think of it is coming off the Bayou, if you were coming into town from Bayou Chico, from the Navy base, that kind of whole section there from Barrancas getting up to Garden Street is going to have some difficulty. So one, pack your patience, and two, just be aware. So if there's a different way you want to go, if you want to stay on Barrancas, or you want to, or you need Maine, just to be looking at what those detours are. So that's what I'd recommend. We have posted that online on our social media channels as well. There's all the maps there and exactly when those dates are. So you know how these things go, Andrew. I'll get a lot of calls the day of, no matter how much we try to prepare people, and I get it. But we are. Thank you for helping us get the word out and just to try to mitigate as much inconvenience as possible.
Yeah, my because I know what it's going to feel like is for the people who drive through that portion of town regularly, they're going to start to feel like, does the mayor just hate me? Like, you know, why are they doing this to me? And my advice would be, take Garden, or if you can, take Cervantes. You know, your life will be better if you're used to going through town in that part of it.
That's right.
By the way, you know, I haven't driven there recently, probably will later today, but is Garden still have the construction on Garden? Is that still going on?
Yes, obviously that's moving eastbound.
Okay.
It's not completely yet, but
okay.
But yes, that's a completely unrelated state project,
right?
That we have no control over other than them notifying us.
So the rumor that the city of Pensacola is thinking of adopting the pylon as its city motto or logo, is that no truth to that though, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I get a chuckle about those. We're like, man, I can't believe how many roads are fixed. And then the next day somebody's like, I can't believe how many potholes there are out here. It's like, well, all right, well, we got to do which one. We can either put the cone out and fix the pothole, or we can leave the pothole. You know, I mean, one or the other. So, but listen, I get it. You know, everybody's got their routine and they got their own lives to worry about. So again, please, if you drive that area, make sure you get on our website or our Facebook page, check out those maps for that 4 or 6 week period here coming up.
Yeah. If you can name it as a road in Pensacola right now, we're working on it, fixing it, renovating it, Palafox, whatever. It's all, you know, but in the end, it's all going to be beautiful, which is the whole goal. We always like to end with some lighthearted lightning round kind of topics. First question for you is, do you like having knobs on your car stereo, or do you want the touch screen on your car stereo?
Man, I haven't thought of that. I would prefer knobs. Now that you think about it, I think it's they react faster. There's no delay.
Yep.
And I don't hit the wrong thing. I'm getting older. I'm getting older, Andrew, is what I just realized.
They're forcing this inferior technology upon us, and it's one of the most commonly complained about things in cars. Do you have any bands that you like to listen to that you're ashamed to admit, but you're willing to admit it to me this morning?
No, you know, I, my shame is watered down by I listen to everything. So there's probably embarrassing things across all genres.
I see.
You know what I mean? So I don't have to take a stance on you know, turning it down when my family comes out. So I'm too eclectic to be cornered into one embarrassing band.
All right. So if we see you wearing a Debbie Gibson concert tee, we'll know that you have other equally embarrassing concert tees in the closet. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. That's correct. I'm very, very open-minded about my embarrassing music. Yes.
What is your oldest piece of clothing? How old is it?
Ooh. Well, if you kind of count like handing down, I've got some old like elementary school PE t-shirts that I've given Caroline.
I see. All right.
Reeves on the back. Yeah. So if you count the hand-me-down, other than that, I bet I've got some old college, college FSU t-shirts.
Can you still wear them?
So, God, how old is that now? 20-ish years, 22 years. Yeah.
Can you still wear your college shirts?
Depends on which one. Not all. Yeah.
Nice.
Not all of them.
That's a good answer. Sure. No, same. Yeah. You know, some of the bigger ones, sure. Some of the other ones, no, not at all.
It depends on how relaxed the fit was at the time.
Right. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. We look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night and talking with you next week. Have a safe trip to D.C. Get a lot done, and we'll see you, well, in American Idol. I mean, you got a lot of stuff on the agenda. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
Most definitely. Of course, that meeting is tonight because that interview was yesterday. But yeah, no, that's great. And you can go by City Hall and sign that card, those cards anytime between now and tomorrow. Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you want to deal with benefits, or maybe you don't want to deal with benefits, but you get to deal with benefits because that's what it means to have employees. Health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all of the fun stuff. Well, guess what? It actually is fun for somebody else. You know, you and your business do stuff that other people don't want to do, and they pay you for it, right? Okay? It's the same for Torgerson Consulting. They like dealing with this stuff, and they're good at it. We have been using them for about 5 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and so you don't have to do a thing you hate. You can bring them in and have them do the thing that you don't like to do. And they're very good at it. They gave us plan choices we didn't have before, alternatives, much better customer service than we ever had before. So and my wife, who likes to ask questions and very detail-oriented questions, she's an industrial engineer by training, and she gets frustrated with a lot of the kind of insurance salesy type people in the world because they're salespeople, not, you know, detail people, and she's a detail person. So anyway, but with them, no question. She loves them. She thinks they're fantastic. Two thumbs up, which is a hard rating to get from my wife. Locally owned and operating 20 plus years, helping local businesses like yours. No obligation to have them review what you're doing. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at PennAir.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The 5-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
I'm your number one fan.
You know, we were out to dinner last night with a bunch of friends, and one of my dear friends, it's a couple where, you know, they'll listen to the show, okay? And we were talking about the sound clips that I used before the music, and he's a movie nut buff, you know, and she's not. And so whenever I asked him, I said, what do you think of me playing all those little movie clips? And he's like, oh, I love it. And she's like, and I never know what they're from. And he always likes to look at me and says, do you know what that's from? So now I have the picture of them listening every time I play a clip, and I'm like, did they get it? Did they both get it? Are they talking about it right now? 550. These are the games you play when you're married. 558. Don't you think?
Yes.
558 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was I going to tell you about? I got distracted by thinking about that on that particular clip. We don't need NATO. They weren't there when we needed them. Okay. All right. Is NATO now the new UN? I mean, NATO has been there when we've needed them many times. Were they there when we needed them this time?
No.
Have they been doing their appropriate level of spending according to the treaty's expectations?
No.
Although they've been better in recent years. But they and that's kind of a dubious, you know, hey, we're not so bad, because the reason you're not so bad is because Trump has repeatedly cajoled and threatened you to get better. Oh, and because you got, you know, one of your nearby, not member states, but a neighbor got invaded by Russia. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, we can spend money on the military. So it's hard to argue they've been great. I don't think we should get out either.